Welcome in. Today we're building atmosphere with Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12. Beginner friendly, stock tools only, and it's aimed straight at old school jungle and early drum and bass vibes. This is not a mixing lesson where we polish at the end. This is composition energy. We're going to build an atmosphere engine that sits behind your brakes and bass and makes the track feel like it's being picked up off the air at 2 a.m. Slightly detuned, dusty, unstable, a little taped, a little broadcast compressed. You should feel it more than you hear it until you choose moments for it to step forward. By the end, you'll have one group called Atmosphere, Pirate Radio. Inside it, four tracks: an airwave noise bed, interference and tuner sweeps, a room or warehouse bed, and a musical pad or drone. Then we'll process the whole group like a broadcast bus. After that, I'll give you a simple arrangement plan. Intro, tease, drop, breakdown, second drop, with automation that makes it feel alive. Before we touch devices, set your session like a jungle tune. Set tempo somewhere between 160 and 170. If you're unsure, pick 165 BPM. Pick a minor key. F minor and G minor are both classic dark starting points. Now create groups so you don't get lost. Make a drums group for breaks, a bass group, a music group if you want, and make an atmosphere group. On your master, leave headroom. Don't chase loudness. Aim so you're not slamming the master. Think about peaking around -6 dB while you build. The reason I'm obsessed with this organization is simple. Atmosphere works best when you can automate it as one thing, and when each layer has a job. Foreground versus background. Decide early which layers are felt and which are noticed. In this system, A1 and A3 are usually felt. A2 is noticed. A4 is the mood. Alright, let's build A1. The airwave noise bed. Create an audio track inside your atmosphere group and name it A1 Airwave. We need a source clip, the fastest beginner way. Grab any recording of silence, room tone, a quiet section from any sample, even a phone memo where nothing is happening. Drag it in, loop it. If it's truly silent, digital zero, it won't work. We want some noise floor to shape. Now add an EQ8. High pass at around 120 Hz with a steeper slope. We are not letting atmosphere steal the low end lane from the bass and kick. If the hiss is aggressive, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Next, add auto filter. Set it to band pass mode. Put the frequency around 1.2 kHz as a start. Turn resonance up somewhere around 0.7 to 1.1. That resonance is a big part of the tuner vibe. Now turn on the LFO inside auto filter. Set the rate very slow. Think 0.07 to 0.15 Hz. That's not a typo. We want drift you notice after a few bars, not a wobble you hear every second. Set the amount around 10 to 25%. The goal is subtle movement, like the station is breathing. Add saturator next. Soft sine or analog clip works. Drive it 2 to 5 dB, then pull the output down so you're not just making it louder. This gives the noise some body, like it's been through a dodgy preamp. Add hybrid reverb. Choose a small room algorithm. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Bring early reflections up a bit. Dry wet around 8 to 15%. We're not washing it out, we're placing it in a space. Finally, add utility. Set width somewhere like 70 to 110%. Don't go crazy here. Too wide on constant noise can make your whole mix feel smeared. Now level it. This is important. Set A1 so you barely notice it when drums are playing. Then do a mute test. While your loop is playing, mute A1. When it disappears, the track should feel like it lost electricity. When you unmute it, it should feel alive, not louder. That's the sweet spot. Next is A2. Interference bursts and tuner sweeps. This is the pirate part. Create another audio track in the group. Name it A2 Interference. You can use actual radio static, little pops, mic handling, tape stops, chatter, whatever you have. But if you don't have any samples, here's the stock hack. Duplicate the A1 noise clip. Then slice it up into short bursts. Some can be like a 16th note. Some can be half a beat. Some can be longer drags into a section change. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve 1/16, and push transients up so it gets that choppy, break-friendly articulation. Now device chain. Start with auto filter. Band pass again. This time increase resonance more aggressively, around 1.0 to 1.4, so it feels tuned, like you're scanning the dial. Add auto pan. Keep it slow. Rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Amount 30 to 60%. Think drift, not helicopter. Add redux, but be gentle. Downsample 2 to 5. Bit reduction may be 0 to 2. We're adding cheap digital damage, not destroying it. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto. Aim for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. That's that broadcast clamp. Then utility. You can actually make a 2 wider than a 1 if you like. But here's a pro feeling trick. Sometimes it's cooler to make the damage narrower. Like the interference is coming from one transmitter point. So try pulling width down toward mono on a 2, while leaving a 1 and the pad wide. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, widen it back out. There's no rule, but that contrast can sound very real. Now the most important part. Automation. Automate auto filter frequency on A2. Do a sweep down into the drop, or a quick rise at the end of an 8-bar phrase. And automate track volume so bursts answer drum fills. Don't place interference randomly like sprinkles. Place it like call and response. Snare fill happens, then interference answers. That makes it feel intentional, like a DJ riding the signal. Now A3. The warehouse or room bed. This is the physical place, the distance, the rave air. Create an audio track. Name it A3 room bed. If you have a crowd ambient sample, perfect. But I want to give you a fully stock method that feels authentic. Resample your own reverb tails from your breaks. Go to your breakbeat track. Create a return track called resample verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Pick hall or warehouse. Set decay to something long, like 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Dry wet at 100%, because it's a return. Now, send your breaks to that return only on fills or little moments. Not constantly, just enough to generate some big tails. Create your A3 room bed track and set its input to resampling. Record 8 to 16 bars, while your loop plays so you capture those reverb tail moments. Then stop. Pick the best bit, loop it, fade it. Now process A3. EQ8, high pass 200 to 350 Hz, low pass 7 to 10 kHz, we're pushing it back in the room. Add chorus ensemble, subtle, amount 10 to 25%, slow rate. This gives that tape smear and width without being obvious. Now sidechain compress A3 from your drums group, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 100 to 250 ms. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This is the classic trick. The room breathes around the breaks, so the drums stay readable but the space feels alive. If you get pumping artifacts that feel too obvious, slow the attack, lower the ratio, or sidechain from a ghost kick pattern instead of the break transients. A ghost kick is just a muted kick feeing the sidechain so the system breathing is steady. Now A4, musical atmosphere, pad or drone in minor. This is emotion, dread, and tension. Create a MIDI track, name it A4 pad drone. Load wave-eatable, start simple. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes, sine or triangle area. Oscillator 2 off, or very quiet with a slightly detuned saw if you want a bit of edge. Unison 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low so it doesn't get seasick. Filter, low pass 24. Put cutoff around 800 Hz to start. Anywhere from 300 up to 1.5K depending on how dark you want. A little filter drive is fine. Amp envelope. Attack 50 to 200 ms. Decay about 2 seconds. Sustain down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Release 2 to 6 seconds. We want long tails and no sharp edges. For MIDI, keep it jungle safe. Hold the root note as a drone for 8 bars. If you're in F minor, just hold F. Then every 4 or 8 bars, add a small movement. One classic move is F minor to D flat to E flat. Or, even simpler, keep the drone and change only one chord tone occasionally. That reads as a dark progression without needing heavy theory. Now effects on A4. EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Again, protect the bass lane. Hybrid reverb, hall or warehouse. Decay 6 to 12 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 ms. Dry wet 25 to 45%. You can go wetter in breakdowns, drier at the drop. Add delay or echo. Use 1/8 or 3/16 time. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the delay so it's not bright. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Add auto filter for movement. Low pass mode. LFO rate very slow. 0.05 to 0.12 Hz. Small amount. Again, if you can clearly hear the wobble, slow it down. Atmos movement should feel natural, like weather. Utility. Widen the pad. 120 to 160% if it helps. If your mix starts to feel blurry, pull it back. Now we glue everything together. The broadcast bus. Group A1 through A4 into the atmosphere group if they aren't already. On the group, at EQ8 first. High pass 80 to 150 Hz. If it's muddy, Do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 HC. Now add Roar, because Lev 12 gives you exactly the kind of stress and tape vibe we want. Start with tape or warm modes. Drive around 1 to 4. Make the tone slightly darker. Mix 10 to 30%. Subtle is powerful here. Add glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing the air together, not smashing it. Then utility for overall control. Make sure there's basically no meaningful low end coming from this group. The atmosphere can be wide. The bass should stay mostly mono and centered. Here's the rule I want you to remember. Atmosphere should make the mix feel bigger when you toggle it on and off. Not feel like you turned up another instrument. Now let's arrange it like a pirate jungle record. Think of 32 bars as a mini radio show. Intro, the station is searching. Tease, it starts to lock. Drop, clean impact. Breakdown, signal struggles. Second drop, back in. For the first 32 seconds or so, intro, bring an A1 noise bed and A3 room bed. Keep them low. Slowly open some filtering. An A2 tuner sweeps lightly, like you're finding the station. Fade A4 pad in gradually. If you have a little radio voice one shot, you can drop it in, but it's optional. Then the tease, bring in filtered breaks. High passed so it's like the drums are coming from next room. Increase A2 bursts slightly. Automate filters to open over the phrase. This is where you build expectation. At the drop, create contrast. One of the cleanest tricks is to cut A2 for the first one or two beats of the drop. That silence makes the drop hit harder without turning anything up. Keep A1 low. Keep A3 pumping gently with sidechain, and tuck the pad behind the bass.